It's April 15th, which, as everyone knows, is tax day, except this year you've got until the 17th, two more days to file your return. So give your calculators a rest for a couple of minutes and let's play the puzzle. Joining me as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu. Have you filed your taxes yet?
I have.
Nice going.
I know. It wasn't a very pleasant experience, but it has to be done.
That's right.
Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it was straightforward. I said, name part of the human body, insert a speech hesitation, and you'll name a country. What is it? And the answer is brain. Insert ah, and you get Bahrain. The number of people sent in chin to China, but that wasn't really inserting the A. It was putting it at the end, so we didn't count that one.
We got over 500 correct responses, and our randomly selected winner is Alphonse Beluda of Londonderry, New Hampshire. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, Alphonse, I heard that you went to school with an NPR legend.
Yes, Robert Siegel and I were classmates. Many years ago, a half century now, 50 years, our 50th college reunion is coming up in May.
Wow. What university was that?
Well, it's Columbia in New York.
Wonderful. Have you been playing puzzles for a long time, Alphonse?
Yes. And I'd like to say I'm getting better at it, but more like Sisyphus.
Rolling that boulder up a hill.
Rolling back at the starting point.
Yeah. All right. Well, now you get to test your mettle. Will, take it away.
All right, Alphonse. Every answer today is a familiar simile, like sly as a fox or sharp as a tack. I'm going to give you rhymes for the first and last words. You tell me the similes. For example, if I said dry as a flight, you would say high as a kite. Okay, here's your first one. Near as a smell.
Clear as a bell.
Excellent. Scrappy as a lamb.
Happy as a clam.
That's it. Tight as a tether.
Bright as the weather or bright as... light as a feather.
Light as a feather. Good. Bad as a batter.
Mad as a hatter.
That's it. Mute as a glutton.
Cute as a button.
Uh-huh.
My grandchildren.
There you go. Sweet as a grin.
Neat as a pin.
Nice. Lazy as a goon.
Hazy as the moon. Crazy as a loon.
There you go. Crazy as a loon. Flat as a wig.
Fat as a pig.
That's it. Scarred as a block.
Scarred as a... oh, boy. Okay. I got a little help here. Any thoughts?
Yeah. a stone. It's a...
Yeah, hard as a rock.
Right. Hard as a rock, is it?
Yeah, well, I was thinking of food because in animals here. Okay, go ahead.
Tight as a post.
Tight as a post.
White
as a ghost.
That's it. Thick as a log.
Sick as a dog.
Uh-huh. Kind as a gnat.
Blind as a bat.
Right. And your last one is tart as a quip.
Smart as a whip.
There you go.
Very
just like you.
Good. Yep, you did a great job. You also have the same voice as Robert Siegel, actually, as it happens.
Well,
I'm wondering if you really are Robert Siegel in disguise now.
Well, his voice got me hooked on NPR.
There you go. Alphonse Beluda of Londonderry, New Hampshire. What member station do you listen to?
WEVS, sustaining member.
That's wonderful. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get Weekend Edition lapel pins as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. So thank you so much, Alphonse.
You're welcome.
Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Alan Hochbaum of Atlanta. The letters of Switzerland can be rearranged to spell lizard and newts. lizard being the singular name of an animal and newts is a plural. Name another country with this same property. That is, name another country whose letters can be rearranged to name two animals, one singular and one plural. It's a major country. What country is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is this Thursday, April 19th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.